A new report out from Bloomberg this morning shows that hiring in the London financial services industry is down, while at the same time it's picking up in New York.
To find out a little bit more about how these two things are related, we have Selena Rogers. She's editorial director at CFO Research for today's Midday Extra. Hi, Selena.
Hi.
So financial hiring up in New York, down in London. Very interesting. How related are these two trends?
Well, I think to some extent they're related, but they're related in the sense that banks are doing what they always do and perhaps what they should do, which is follow the money. In New York, where consumer lending is relatively strong, I think that the data shows that banks are beefing up their presence in consumer lending. And in London, which historically has been more dependent on trading and investment banking, both of those are coming under regulatory pressure. So we see banks retreating somewhat in those markets.
So if it's about consumer lending, then does that mean that other capitals of the finance in the United States are also seeing an uptick in hiring?
Well, actually, we don't track that data ourselves, but I think it's quite likely that where there is a stronger market, and certainly in the U.S. with mortgage lending profits going up and consumer credit going up, that it's quite likely that banks across the country, including regional banks, are beefing up their presence in those markets. At the same time, I think it's important to note that those sorts of activities are less profitable than investment banking and trading activities.
So this is really about consumer lending and not maybe the European debt crisis hurting London or something like that.
Well, I think that it's certainly true that the European debt crisis is cutting into banking business across Europe. That cannot be denied. At the same time, I think that this reflects, this data that we're seeing reflects a larger trend in which banks are coming under pressure for the kinds of risky activities that they engaged in during the credit bubble. And that pressure, of course, is coming from large-scale regulatory action that's being taken against them.
Selena, if you follow the recent headlines, money laundering at Standard Chartered and HSBC, the LIBOR manipulation scandal, which was very bad for Barclays Bank, another London institution, could that have anything to do with the emphasis shifting to New York, perhaps?
I'm not sure that it has a direct effect on the shift in banking resources to New York from London. And I think it might not be, strictly speaking, accurate to think about banks engaging in a sort of conscious effort to move resources from London to New York. Mm-hmm. I think that in New York, banks are benefiting from strong consumer lending market, relatively speaking, of course, and from strong mortgage lending, again, relatively speaking. And that's not the case so much in London. So certainly banks have an opportunity to hire in New York, perhaps this year, that they don't have in London. At the same time, I think that the sort of shift in emphasis to more core consumer and commercial lending and away from investment banking and trading activity has to do with larger regulatory trends. That sort of activity, investment banking and proprietary trading, comes with a very high capital cost to banks, particularly under these new regulatory regimes they're subject to. In Europe, that regulatory scrutiny has been quite extreme. Especially in contrast to the relatively hands-off regulatory posture that, for example, UK regulators took during the sort of lead-up to this recent credit crisis.
So do we have any sense of how these two financial capitals are stacking up against each other right now in general?
Well, I think that it's fair to say that both of them are world financial capitals. It seems that at the moment, New York is gaining a bit of an edge over London, which is understandable considering the kind of pressure that the European banking system has fallen under. As you point out, from the sovereign debt crisis, the LIBOR scandal is certainly not helping. But at the same time, I think that London will remain one of the world's financial capitals. And as we've seen in the banking business, this sort of trend can reverse itself over time.
Selena Rogers, editorial director at CFO Research. Thanks.
Thanks so much.